we're just about ready for second half action. Let's go over some of the scoring leaders from the first half for Heidelberg. Nick Nix led the way. 13 points put in by the standout senior point guard, Nick Nix, for Heidelberg. And on the Skagway side of the ball, Skagway's leading scorer, Kota Shindo, put in 14 in his own right. Colton Belisle got three. Alex Ackerman got a couple of buckets. And the score is 30-21. What happened with Skagway? Well, they played great defense in the first half and had control of their own destiny. It was just a back-and-forth lead change, one lead change after the next, and then all of a sudden Skagway got turnover happy toward the end of the half and got down to an 11-point deficit. Luckily, at the end of the half, that's when Alex Ackerman knocked down one of his buckets to bring Skagway to that 9-point deficit. In early action, Skagway has a shot missed by Ackerman. Rebound down to Heidelberg. Heidelberg forces the action up into the forecourt, and a shot up and good by Nick Nix from three-point range, 33-21. Now the score, and Skagway's got to watch out for Nix here in the second half. Roger Trout trying to get the crowd into it. They didn't really pay much attention to him. Doing one of those wrestling moves out there on the court. Can you hear me? Didn't work. Anyway, Kota Shindo now has the ball for Skagway. And he's dancing around up at the top of the key against Will Peel. Will Peel is a very tough defender from Heidelberg. And Kota has a hard time working against him. It is basically a man-to-man defense now with hard pressure against Shindo. Everybody else playing help defense. Skagway turns the ball over, and then Heidelberg turns the ball right back over to Skagway with a behind-the-back full-length court try to attempt at a pass. It didn't work out. Kota Shindo came down with the ball, working off a pick from McKnight. A left-hand runner from the right side of the bucket, and he's unable to knock it down. Oh, a pretty move by Kota, and he's beside himself that he missed it. It was totally in control, in rhythm. Just laid it on the front of the rim instead of in the middle of it. And so it is Heidelberg basketball. Michael Eagle staff has it. Now at the top of the key, bothered by Danny Brady. Still able to get his outlet. When ball goes dead, you've got to deny the ball all over. You've got to deny all the passes. And Skagway's not that good at getting that done yet. So Trout has the ball on the left, and Trout is fouled by Alex Ackerman. It looks like that's going to be three on Ackerman here early in the second half. That's trouble for Skagway. He's one of the kids who can put the ball in the basket for Skagway, who sometimes has trouble scoring outside of Kota Shindo. Nix has the ball now for Heidelberg Warriors. And a beautiful no-look pass down to the block. Basket up and good for Sidney Warren Edenshaw, who stares down Stephen McKnight, who landed on the floor after that one. Interesting. It looks like Heidelberg has made some adjustments at halftime for the 1-3-1 zone that Skagway's been playing so effectively in the first half. And part of what's been so effective of the 1-3-1 zone is that nobody in the league plays it. And so when you surprise a team with something that they're not prepared for, it's tough for them to score. Skagway's set to inbound the ball underneath the Heidelberg basket. Danny Brady gets it right underneath the basket. His shot hits the bottom of the hoop, but Stephen McKnight corrals the rebound, puts it up off glass and in. 35-23 the score, 5:45 here to go in Juneau. Sidney Warden Edenshaw gets the ball over to Nix for the Warriors. Over to Michael Eaglestaff. His pass into the lane, tipped and out of bounds off of Skagway. That will be Will Peel to inbound the ball for Heidelberg. Quickly, Nix has a 23-footer. He likes it. He misses it. Ball punched out and picked up by Nix. Nix tries to get it over to Eaglestaff. Eaglestaff trapped in the corner. He gets his outlet pass over to Peel. Peel working into the lane. And Colt Belisle gets his hand in, strips the ball away. There's a fight for the rebound. For the loose ball, that is. And a jump ball will be called. And it seems like all jump balls go against Skagway. Will Peel force the jump ball. And it's Heidelberg ball out of bounds. Nix has the ball now for Heidelberg. The corner jumper is what can beat the 1-3-1, and that corner jumper missed by Roger Trout. Fight for the rebound. We have a foul called, and it will go against Heidelberg. Foul against Heidelberg. So Skagway has a 12-point deficit to try and work off here early in the second half. Danny Brady gets the ball quickly into Alex Ackerman, who's in point-blank range, gets it over to Steve McKnight. His layup goes a little bit too deep and misses. Nick Nix for the rebound from Heidelberg. Nix gets it over in the left corner to Sidney Warren-Edenshaw. Warren-Edenshaw tries to get it down into the post, back out into the corner, back up top to Edenshaw now, back into the corner, and back up top to Will Peel. Will Peel looking to work against the 1-3-1. Directing traffic. And Heidelberg is content to just hang on to the ball, not force anything. They get it down into the post. The posts are just getting it back out top. But now they get it into the post. Sidney Warren-Edenshaw tries to go up to the hoop and is blocked. And on the block, they call another jump ball. That call actually goes in favor of Skagway. Danny Brady checks out. DJ Dormito checks into the ball game. And it looks like DJ Dormito will bring the ball up as Coda Shindo is absolutely harangued by Will Peel, and Coda Shindo trying to tie his shoe while Skagway continues action anyway. Alex Ackerman has the ball on the right side, drives into the lane, throws up a layup, no good. Rebound down into the hands of the Warriors. Well, that was an awkward-looking set by Skagway with Coda tying his shoe and Will Peel not helping him tie his shoe. It was pretty interesting. But Heidelberg comes down, and a wide-open shot by Sidney Warren-Edenshaw is knocked down, and Heidelberg extends their lead now 38-23 over Skagway. And Heidelberg is playing loose. They're playing like they want to go far in this tournament. It's something Heidelberg's hoping to be able to do. Skagway got to limit their turnovers, got to hit the rebounding. That's key for Skagway. If they can rebound well, they can play well. Later tonight, the Skagway girls team, the Panthers, the Lady Panthers, will play at 6:15. That will be broadcast right here on KHNS. It will be head coach for the boys, Scott Lash, going to call that game. If Heidelberg does continue on and win, they will play Thursday at 4:30 in the afternoon at Skagway. The winner of this game will play tomorrow at 4:30. Maybe Skagway is able to mount a comeback against this squad. The loser of this game, however, will play on Friday. I'm sorry, Thursday at 11 o'clock. I knew I was wrong. Thursday at 11 o'clock for the loser. So, we'll be playing tomorrow. Alex Ackerman now to inbound the ball for Skagway. Coda able to finally get just a little bit of breathing room from Peel. Will Peel plant. Off defense today, Coda Shindo. And Coda just kind of working the ball back and forth up across the top. Has a pick from Stephen McKnight. Stephen McKnight does not roll to the hoop. He's wide open in the lane. Coda Shindo brings the ball into the lane, and a foul is called on the dribble drive. And as Stephen McKnight progresses in his basketball acumen, he'll know that instead of just setting the pick and then backing into the lane with his hands at his hips, he'll roll to the hoop with his hands up, looking for the ball, and he'll have a nice shot opportunity. Skagway has the ball on the inbounds play. T.J. Dormito gets it over to Coda. T.J. starts a set of pick for Coda. Backs off. Coda Shindo up at the top. Now T.J. sets a pick for Coda. T.J. does not roll to the hoop either. And Coda Shindo tries an around-the-back pass, which goes off of Heidelberg's face. Tries a shot, which is blocked. He gets that back. Steps back into a three-point bomb and knocks it down. What a play by Coda. It's Coda versus the world sometimes, and that time it paid off just nicely for Skagway. Quickly into the forecourt is Heidelberg. Into the corner, Nick Nix, looking to feed Michael Eaglestaff down in the post. Eaglestaff works it back up top to Will Peel, who gets it at the free throw line. Over to Trout on the baseline, back up to Peel. Peel gets it quickly down into Sidney Warden-Edenshaw, whose shot attempt it resulted in a foul on Skagway. 38-26 the score. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in this confrontation in Juneau at Thunder Mountain High School. Good basketball being played here today at the 1A level. Morton Eatonshaw gets into his first free throw attempt. Off the front of the rim, off the back of the rim, and out. No good. 36. Danny Brady checks in for Skagway. And Jake Dormito takes the seat after playing a nice couple of minutes, giving Danny Brady a breather. Second shot up and good for Heidelberg. Alex Ackerman inbounds to Danny Brady. Effectively, Heidelberg is taking the ball out of Coda Shindo's hand. Alex Ackerman has it. Will Peel steps over, takes it away from him. But Stephen McKnight there to pick up the wayward pass from Heidelberg, and he is fouled after catching the ball. It's a hold on the floor. He wasn't in the act of shooting, so that'll be a timeout for Skagway. Underneath the Heidelberg basket, Alex Ackerman has the ball. Gets it over to Coda. Coda on the left-hand side of the court. Wants to step back. Uses a couple of picks from Ackerman. Now a pick from Brady. Still has the ball, and he's just kind of hanging on to the ball up at the top, waiting for everything to get set up. Fiddles a little, diddles. Gets it into the middle to Colton Belisle, whose foul line jump shot draws nothing. And that goes out of bounds off of Skagway, and Colton's beside himself. Can't believe that he had a 10-foot jump shot that only went 8 feet. Minute 50 now to go in the third quarter. And Danny Brady guarding Nick Nance. Gets it over to Warren Eatonshaw down in the corner. It goes to Eagle Staff. Warren Eatonshaw now has the ball up at the top of the key. Tries a long pass into the corner and back up to Nick. Now, this is something that Heidelberg does so well. They move the ball well. They're patient. They don't necessarily take quick and rushed shots. But they get opportunities like this one where Will Peel flashes open at the post. They get the ball to him. He missed his layup opportunity. Skagway comes down with a rebound. Coda Shindo with the ball now. Against the double team, gets it over to Brady. Brady on the right-hand side, looking to work it into the post. And travels with the ball before throwing it off of Coda's knee out of bounds. So a little bit of sloppy play from Skagway there. Results in a turnover. And Heidelberg has the ball. Nick gets it over to Warren Eatonshaw. Warren Eatonshaw on the left side of the court. Heidelberg going from left to right across your radio dial. Not your dial, per se, but your headphone set anyway. Michael Eaglestaff takes a shot. Fight for the rebound results in Coda Shindo getting knocked almost completely to the floor. Colton Belisle comes down with the rebound. He's getting fouled and fouled again, and he's very upset. He made a fist. He didn't throw a punch, but there was a lot of close activity there, a lot of shoving, a lot of pushing, and Colton Belisle showed a little bit of a flare of temper and is going to be pulled out of the game by head coach Scott Lesh. Colton Belisle not happy with that physical play. That was right in front of the Heidelberg bench, but the Heidelberg coach coolly, calmly says, no, that's okay. That probably happens to us a lot. They do play a physical style of play of basketball. So it is Skagway basketball. Coda Shindo driving into the lane. Gets it over to Brady after he gets up into the air. Passes to Brady, and a timeout called by head coach Scott Lesh, and a good timeout at that. Danny Brady was working against some defense. He hadn't dribbled the ball yet. He had a dribble open, but he was just pivoting, and it looked like he was in no man's land. And so Scott Lesh bails him out, calls the timeout. It is a 13-point lead now for Heidelberg with 37 seconds to go here in the quarter. Skagway has not been able to chip away into this Heidelberg lead. And Heidelberg, as I mentioned before, playing loose, playing, having fun out there on the court. They're hot-dogging it just a little bit. But with a 13-point lead, I guess that's okay. As long as they play loose, they play hard. There's no lack of effort out of the Heidelberg kids. Skagway to come back out. It will be Skagway basketball against the tough, pressure man-to-man played by Heidelberg. And in that pressure man-to-man, it is Will Peel just all over Oda Shindo, not letting him get the ball. Oda inbounds the ball to Danny Brady. Danny Brady tries to hand it off to Coda, and it's picked off by Peel. Peel was inside the jersey of Coda. And Michael Eaglestaff left open for a 19-foot jump shot. It misses and goes out of bounds off of Skagway. And on that possession, Coda Shindo did not make it over half court. That's something head coach Scott Lesh should not be pleased with. Looks like there was a reason to redo the inbound pass. Don't know what the reason was, but Skagway inbounds the ball. Danny Brady has it in the middle of the court. He's working into the lane. Nice jump shot by jump stop by Danny Brady. His shot too hard off glass, but that was a nice play by Brady, something he picked up this season. Coming through the lane, pulling into a jump stop. He put a little hard off glass, but that's a nice sign of the future. Nick Nix launches a long bomb at the buzzer, unable to knock it down, and it remains a 13-point lead for Heidelberg. That is not insurmountable. And Skagway will look at trying to chip into this lead here in the fourth quarter. Heidelberg, a bit flummoxed by the Skagway 1-3-1 defense recently put in by head coach Scott Lesh. A smart decision by Lesh to go with that 1-3-1 because that's a defense that Heidelberg just hasn't seen. And they're having a hard time dealing with that extended style of defense. Once again, the Lady Panthers will play tonight at 6:15, and Boys Coach Scott Lesh will have your call here on KHNS. We got 8 minutes of game left to go here in Juneau at Thunder Mountain High School. And I'd go over some stats with you, but our statistician had a break. Hasn't been too much scoring action since the first half.